Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Cheryl Strauss-Einhorn is our guest, our new friend, soon to not be new friend. We're going to get her back. She's got a lot more to teach us. Her new book is called Problem Solved, A Powerful System for Making Complex Decisions with Confidence and Convictions. Just out right now, right, Cheryl?
That's right, 2 days
brand
ago.
Spanking new. The ink is still a little damp right on the pages.
Absolutely.
Actually, folks, I've got one. It's dry. Don't worry. So, okay, Cheryl, when we're talking about your decision-making, your problem-solving system, your area method, and we talked about the earlier one, the absolute method, part of the component of the method. We're going to talk about another one in a minute, but before we do, what is the difference between your method and, say, a decision-making process, and where does critical thinking? See, I'm really big on critical thinking. I gravitate toward people who are critical thinkers. You know what I mean? They're capable of really talking and thinking in a specific way, in a very linear way. And, you know, regardless of who that is, I like critical thinkers. Is this important to your method?
I think it's definitely important. I think there's a couple things that are original about my area method. I think it's the first methodology that controls for and counteracts our cognitive biases, those mental assumptions, judgments that we all are wired with. And the second thing that I think is original is that the process inverts the way that we think about problem solving. Most of us confront a problem and say, I have to solve a problem. What area focuses on and what I discuss in my book, Problem Solved, is flip that equation. Instead of focusing on the problem, focus on what your picture of success is.
Mm-hmm.
By inverting the problem and being laser
focused. Blow right by the problem. And
well, not blow right by
it. But I mean,
it.
Imagine that you're on the other side of it. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Imagine that you're on the other side of it and ask yourself a different question. Instead of what problem do I have to solve, the question is, what constitutes a good outcome for me uniquely in solving
right.
this problem? By you having your picture of success in mind, you can better lay out the steps of what you need to really know to get to that good outcome.
And this is such a good point for small businesses, Cheryl, because when we show up at work every day, we know that good, the good, the bad, and the ugly are all going to come in the door that day, at some level. And if we aren't capable of embracing the challenge by saying, okay, you look ugly now, but tomorrow you're not going to look so ugly because I'm going to deal with this. That kind of an attitude, my point is, if you can't have that kind of an attitude, you won't make it long as a small business owner, and I think your process will help them with that.
Oh, well, thank you. I think it's very empowering to think about having at your ready a really good decision-making process.
Right.
Right? Because there's two kinds of learning. There's knowledge and skill.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that decision-making and the area method, that's a skill. I can teach it to you, and it can become yours, and you can use it over and over again to make it flexible and repeatable and to make it agile for you.
The book is called Problem Solved, and it's just available now wherever books are sold. Cheryl, one of the things another element of your area method, I'm not going to give all of them away today, folks. You're going to have to get the book to get the rest of them. Explore and exploit. That's the E toward the end of area, right? The E in area, I should say. Tell us about that.
So the E in the acronym area stands for exploration and exploitation. And I call them the twin engines of creativity. One is about expanding your research breadth, and the other is about expanding its depth. So exploration asks you to listen to other people's perspectives. It really talks about developing sources and interviewing people, developing good prospects and great questions. And then exploitation turns its lens to focus inward on you as a decision maker to examine how you process information and examines and challenges your own assumptions and judgments.
Mm-hmm. And these, folks, that's another, that's one of the four main pillars that she builds her area method of decision making on, problem solving on. Cheryl, you've been an investigative reporter. You're an award winning journalist. Talk to us about how your background as an investigative reporter has kind of led you to this, to these decisions.
Well, yes, for 10 years I was an editor and columnist at the business magazine Barron,
mm-hmm.
and I wrote a lot of what were called sort of bearish company stories, where you end up taking sort of a skeptical look at perhaps the financials of a company or its strategy. And, you know, after you write these kind of stories, a lot of times the stock price falls of the company that
right.
you've written about. And so you'd often have people who are upset. And, you know, nobody likes to have people upset at them. And I started
right.
to really think about how could I have better confidence and conviction in the decisions that I was making related to my investigative research. And at the same time, there was all this new research coming out about these mental biases
right.
and assumptions and judgments that we were just talking about. And so I started thinking.
So you wanted to become a better professional, and you started
right.
thinking about how you could do that. So it was, you turned it on yourself first.
Right.
And I like a book that begins that way. Give us a website, Cheryl.
The website is areamethod.com, and the book is called Problem Solved.
Will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I would love to do that. Thanks so much for having me this
Thank you,
morning.
Cheryl Strauss-Einhorn, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.